I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game, set, and match. Djokovic. A consummate performance from the world's best player.
6-1, 6-4, 6-2.
Six times a champion, looking very much the favorite for a seventh pair.
It's Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
That was earlier today. Novak Djokovic beating some guy we've never heard of to advance to the second round of Wimbledon, which was no surprise to anyone. So Djokovic, obviously the favorite on the men's side. We'll talk about the women's side as well, because joining us right now to break down all things Wimbledon and give us some bets, my fellow Fordham Ram. Absolutely love him. Does great work for NBC, NBC Sports Edge. Also does great work for our friends over at the Action Network, our friend Kenny Ducey on Twitter, at Kenny Ducey. Kenny, welcome back to the show. Nick and Ken, how's it going?
Incredible to be here with you, gentlemen, once again. But come on, Thanasi Kokkinakis was at the center of a major controversy with Nick Kyrgios and Stan Wawrinka years ago. You should look it up. I don't know if I can say it on the air, but it was very major.
You definitely can't say it on the air, but would encourage everybody to look it up with Kyrgios yelling during a match. It was pretty ridiculous. Worth looking up, even for a few seconds. Not something maybe that we'll go over in this interview, but Kenny makes a good point. Kenny, we'll get into some specific stuff with men's and women's side, individual players to talk about, match bets that you have coming up for tomorrow in Wimbledon. But first, just, it seems like it's been kind of a wild tournament so far. Nick and I have been locked into the afternoon matches that have been going on every day when we come on the air. Like, what is the most interesting, important, like, seismic thing that's happened? Could be a man or woman eliminated, somebody that's looked a lot better than you expected. What's the craziest thing that's happened so far?
Well, the craziest thing that happened was definitely COVID knocking out my two winners of quarter three and quarter four in Marin Cilic and Matteo Berrettini. I thought Matteo Berrettini was poised to win this tournament. He has only lost three matches on grass over the last 3 years. He has won nine straight since coming back from injury. Like, this guy was poised to at least go to the final, you know, despite the fact that he was in a stacked quarter. That was shocking. And that was news that we all woke up to yesterday. No one expected it. I don't think anyone expected, you know, any players to get knocked out of the tournament due to COVID. So that was definitely the most seismic shift here. But in terms of what you're saying about the wackiness of this tournament, I think everyone with no ranking points that they thought this would be weird. But I think it's been even weirder than all of us could have expected. You know, I wouldn't say there's been any crazy upsets, but there have just been some strange results. And it's been pretty wild, man. It's been pretty wild to see some of these matches, some of these players go down, and some of these players show more fight than we thought. So, I think that basically the three of the four or five favorites that people had, the non-Djokovic favorites, are all out, which is pretty crazy.
All right, Kenny, we'll get to some of your futures plays in a little bit here, but just going match by match here, and you were kind enough to send me a couple of these in advance, so I'm just going to tee you up on them and you tell us what you like in these matches coming up. What about Schwartzman against Brody?
Yeah, so Liam Brody and Diego Schwartzman met last year at Wimbledon. Brody took the first step before Diego stormed back. I think this is a pretty prime spot to play Liam Brody, the Brit. I don't necessarily know if I want to play him plus 2.5 sets because it's minus 160, but I would love to play him on the game spread here. You know, Diego Schwartzman, not a guy that really is able to hold serve very well. He's short. He does not have a big serve. And last match, I watched that match he had against Stefan Kozlov. Went down a break early in the first, did not look good throughout. He did win it in 3 sets. But not only was he cramping up, which was kind of weird, in the third set, he seemed to hurt his hip as well later on in the set. He still managed to finish the match, win the match convincingly, but really through no great feat of his own. He seemed to be moving terribly. I'm a little skeptical of how he feels. Liam Brody is going to be playing in front of a home crowd. We've seen how crazy these British people have gone for their hometown kids and old men in Andy Murray's case. So I think he's going to have a solid crowd behind him. I think he's going to have a lot of momentum here coming in, perhaps, you know, with some belief that he can beat Diego Schwartzman, having beaten him last year, at least taking a set off in Wimbledon. And he has a great game for grass. He just hits super flat. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And I think this is going to be a pretty close match. So I would love to take the game spread. If you can get plus 5, a whole number, really like that. But I would also take the 4.5.
Kenny, I think there's like more, I think I saw there's more Americans in this tournament than there's ever been, at least on the women's side. That's definitely true. You know, American men obviously have a reasonable history in the tournament. Roddick made the final all those years ago. Haven't really had anybody get back since. I know Isner was playing today. I think got knocked out by Andy Murray. Jack Sock, member of the all-name team for sure. Another American in action tomorrow against Cressy, who I've never heard of. What do you like in this match?
Yeah, this is, well, John Isner did end up coming through. Was that, you would have thought he would was losing.
Oh, he won. We were on the air, Kenny. I apologize. We were on the air.
Andy, I'm breaking the great news to you, Ken. Andy Murray, the way he reacted after winning the third set, seemed like he won the match. He was getting the crowd going, but it was an incredible performance from Isner. And the American men have fared much better than the American women so far. There are a whole host of them left in the draw. And when you look at, you know, Francis Tiafo is very poised to make a run to the quarterfinal here. He's got to be the favorite at this point. With Cash Brood being knocked out, something that wasn't so shocking to me, but I think he can make a run to the quarterfinal, maybe even win it now that there's no Hubert Hurkacz on the other side. This Jack Sock and Maxime Cressy match is going to be pretty interesting because Cressy is a guy that just utilizes the serve and volley every single time. He just drives it down your throat. He's like, this is how I play tennis, and you're going to have to beat me. The one thing I would say, though, is a lot of points are going to be played in the net. I think Jack Sock is an excellent net player. He's going to be able to bring a lot of points into the net himself. He's been playing excellent in doubles. He just is part of his doubles team, just defeated the former Roland Garros champions of this year in the first round. He's feeling good. He played a great match against Bernabe Zapata Morales, a match that definitely could have been tricky for him, won that in 3 sets. And he has been excellent on grass. He's 11-2 on grass. That includes a lot of lower-level matches. He played some challengers. But this is a surface he's done well on in the past. It's going to be a very close match. But I think there's a ton of value in taking Jack Sock as the underdog here. I do respect Maxime Cressy. He's done excellently on the grass. He's had some big wins. The win over Felix Auger-Aliassime's team, a big celebration for pretty much everyone involved because I think he was a popular underdog pick, an underdog pick of myself. But I think, much like these people with their sirens, there's going to be alarm bells going for Maxime Cressy if Jack Sock wins this match.
I got to tell you, that's a Fordham Ram for you right there with the WFUV background there, killing it on the air. The siren's not affecting him, giving that great answer to that question. You bet with Nick and Ken. Wonderful Wednesday talking Wimbledon with Kenny Ducey of NBC and the Action Network on Twitter at Kenny Ducey. Kenny, we are all eagerly awaiting and anticipating Benjamin Bonzi against Jenson Brooksby. What do we like in this match?
The whole world is waiting. This is a match that I think is tricky for Benjamin Bonzi because Jenson Brooksby was in terrible, terrible shape coming into this tournament. He had lost 5 of his last 6 matches. He comes in, he just dusts Mikhail Kukushkin. I thought he got a little disrespected by the line. And frankly, I think he gets disrespected by this line as well. This was a guy that just beat Stefanos Tsitsipas just a couple of months ago, has been favored over some of the best players in the game. Now he's coming in as an underdog to Benjamin Bonzi, who you correctly said his name with much pomp and circumstance there. You know, he's had a great career at the lower levels. He's got a big serve. He's pretty good on grass as well, 16-5 through his career. But look, Jenson Brooksby, this is where he made a name for himself, is on the grass. Last year at Newport, he had an excellent run there to the final, lost to Kevin Anderson. But he's a guy that loves to slice the ball. He's a very good slicer. And I think that while he has sort of been figured out by the tour a little bit with his unorthodox style, playing a guy in Benjamin Bonzi, a guy that, you know, just doesn't really know him that well, I think Jenson Brooksby has the ability to throw him off. He did beat one time in the challenger match in 2021. But I still think on grass, where Jensen Brooksby is much more lethal, he can get this win. He is the underdog. I would definitely take him. I think there's a lot of value here, considering the fact that, again, if we would have talked about this kid, this matchup 3 months ago, Jensen Brooksby is probably coming in minus 220. Now he's plus money. I think he gobbled this up because he's starting to find his game again here on the lawn at Wimbledon.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Kenny, I'm curious, you know, I doubt it's going to be any of the players who are playing in the matches that you gave bets out on. But if we look at the outright market, like to literally win the men's draw, win the men's singles title, obviously Djokovic gets to be a bigger and bigger favorite. Some players have been knocked out already. Djokovic has not. So its price is only going to get crazier. Minus 185, I even see on the screen at BetRivers. I think that's actually more than what I saw even before we came on the air today. Nadal, the closest competitor. Alcaraz, who actually looked pretty good today again, is the third choice. Any bets for you in terms of the winner? Like, is it a foregone conclusion? Because we've been kind of told that, like, hey, Djokovic, Nadal, that's what the viewers want. That's what tennis fans want. Is that what you think we're really going to see here, or who could actually upset that?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of going through a breakup, like the outright market. I have Matteo Berrettini at plus 1300, and then he gets COVID, and he was all the way down to plus 400 before he got COVID. So, like, it's hard for me to even look at these odds right now because I'm just so distraught. But yes, I do think that Nick Kyrgios, surprisingly, I know he went five sets with Paul Judd in his first match, but he's got a tough draw ahead of him. And there's really not a ton of value there because he is like a public name. But I still think at plus 2,000, there's a little bit of value to be found here because I do think he'll beat Stefanos Tsitsipas, the player that he just beat in Halle 2 weeks ago, if they match up. And then again, if he matches up with Roberto Bautista Agut, that's a guy that he showed some fight against at the U.S. Open last year. He did lose in three quick sets, but like, he had no form to speak of. This is the perfect surface for Kyrgios. It's his favorite surface, and he's played excellent tennis all year long. He's been very focused. He got broken serving for the match against Paul Jubb. The old Nick Kyrgios probably would have, you know, yelled at the chair umpire, blamed him for it or something, lost focus, lost the match, hit the ball into the stands on match point, like whatever. He stayed in it. He broke Jubb. He won the match. I think that this is a new Nick Kyrgios, a new and improved version. I think he could certainly win this tournament because the bottom half is wide open. But a guy right next to him in the odds that I really like that no one's talking about is Taylor Fritz at plus 3,500 because I don't think that Rafa Nadal is making it through his quarter. Taylor Fritz is the proverbial favorite to meet Nadal in the quarterfinals. If he was not in the Nadal quarter, he would be probably close to like plus 1200 or plus 1500 here, just because there is no obstacle in his way. I think that he has a cakewalk to the semi, or the quarter rather, against Nadal. I think he can win that match. He did beat him at Indian Wells. Yes, Nadal had a broken rib, but Nadal has a foot that he can't feel right now. So I think he's got a lot of value as well, because basically when you're looking at people, I think Djokovic has the top of the draw on lock. You want to look at the bottom half for some future bets. Also though, Jensen Brooksby to win quarter four is plus 2000, plus 2200 actually. Not ruling that out whatsoever. There's so many titans in that quarter, but Brooksby's coming through the top half, the easier half to do it. He should be able to make the quarterfinal, and I think that's some value right there. You get plus 2200 going to the quarterfinal, just win one match. I think you can do it.
Kennedy, this was a tour de force performance. I would say it's your best performance on You Bet or You Bet. Can't wait to have you on in the future doing more of this stuff. You're one of our go-to tennis guys. We absolutely love it. Kenny is a Fordham Rem. You have to support him on Twitter at Kenny Ducey, NBC Sports Edge, and of course for the Action Network, my friend. Hope you have a great 4th of July. Hope it's an awesome week, and good luck with the bets, and we will talk to you soon.
You guys as well. I think that afternoon coffee really did me favors here on this performance. I, for sure, my best guest appearance, and looking forward to another one. Thanks for having me.
Kenny Ducey joining us here on You Better You Bet. MVP of the show so far.
That was great.
It really
was.
Very
enjoyable.
He was he could drink coffee or do cocaine before he came out. He was amazing. I mean that in the best possible. I mean that as a compliment. He was amazing. He was great.
Yeah, it was great. That was very good. I mean, matches that like normally I'd be like, meh, and it's like, oh, here's actually like a really actionable angle.
Like
here's a guy
like
22-1 to win a quarter.
Right. Like Schwartzman and Brody. Two hours down, two more to go here on a wonderful Wednesday. NFL Tournament of Champions to start hour number three with our good friend Dave Damashek.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.